Jan McInnes had been on our program some time ago. It's been a long time, way too long. But I saw something with her name on it. I thought, you know what? I'm ready to just have fun about going through whatever it is we're going through. We're all trying to claw back into normalcy, whatever that looks like. We're trying to get back into our routines and our offices and our businesses. Jan McInnes is with us on the Newsmaker line. Jan, welcome back. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Pat. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so like you say in the thing that I read that you wrote, we've spent the past 18 months with our pets instead of our coworkers, and for many of us, our pets made better coworkers than our coworkers did. I'm kind of that way because of BJ, the Mighty Wonder Pup. He's my guy. But are we in a position now? I mean, when I read stories like some places where they used to have 26,000 people in cubicles at a home office in California, they found out that they're doing better at home remotely. They've gone from the 26,000-27,000 down to 4,000, and everybody else is just staying at home. It might save money. It might be just as equally productive. But aren't we missing out on interacting with each other?
I'll tell you, Pat, that the hardest thing when I left 25 years ago, the day job, to go into stand-up comedy was missing the coworkers, even though the annoying ones and the ones that drop by and talk your ear off for an hour, I missed it. You know, you felt like you're just all by yourself. So I'm surprised that people, I think it took maybe a month or two after they were forced to go home that people started going, well, maybe I like it.
Yeah.
It did take a little bit of time for me to go, okay, and I started this, you know, when we had dial-up internet. So now we have so many ways to connect. That might be why people are taking to it a little easier than I was.
Yeah, dial-up internet. That's just beyond. You've got mail.
How old am I?
So now in your life, I mean, you're a comedian. You speak, you know, banquets and conventions. You're a keynoter. You're a comedy writer. I mean, you've written. You've been on thousands of radio shows like ours and podcasts. You've been part of writing for some Tonight Show monologues. You've done TV, syndicated, even guests on the Jerry Springer Show. You know, let me just laugh along with you, Jan. But I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Because I love you, love your stuff. I'm not real sure I put that in my resume.
It grabs your attention, doesn't it?
It did.
You go, what? This stuff is staged. I'm wasting my life. What?
You've been featured in Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, two books, Finding the Funny Fast and Convention Comedian. Those are two great books, and you can find those on Amazon. I know they're still there. I checked them out. But when you look at what's happening in the world, is it that we're ready to get back together? We're afraid to get back together? Is it that we come in with some high hopes? It's kind of like, okay, this is a horrible example, and I'm just going to tell you that right from the outset. It's like when you used to date a girl all the way back in high school, and you really, really liked her, and you guys broke up. And the next year when school restarted, you said, hey, let's try again. And now you find out you hated each other. You know,
it was a good breakup, right?
Yeah, they're just not the same. You know, and sometimes I think some people are afraid. I'm going to go back to work. We're going to try to do the same stuff with the people that we did, and it may just not work this time around.
Right, because you got into a routine. You got used to people's quirks. I was I kind of had some fun and put up a quick, easy little survey of what are the things you don't look forward to with your coworkers. What are you kind of dreading? And I got a few responses, but it was interesting. I picked up four things that I thought bugged me about coworkers and what are people not looking forward to.
Okay.
You know, things like I asked surprise pop-bys the office, you know, people popping by to talk your ear off.
Right.
Having to buy crap from their kids. I don't have kids. So, you know, pulled into last-minute meetings, you know, and all of a sudden your day's shot. Or hearing office gossip. Which one do you think the people are dreading the most?
You tell me.
Pulled into last-minute meetings.
Really?
Because you can't really do that. You know, think about it. On Zoom, if someone says, hey, you know, well, you need to get in this meeting, if they can't get a hold of you, they can't get a hold of you.
Yeah.
So it's harder to pull you into a meeting, and no one wants to stay on Zoom that long. But if you're in, you know, in person, you stay on the meetings longer. So people thought that. The second thing, which was interesting, because I think this is the reason a lot of people like working with coworkers, they dread hearing office gossip.
Yeah,
and they haven't had it for 18 months. You know, no one's. Maybe they're the. Maybe the people that answered the survey are the subject of the office gossip. But I just thought that was interesting. And then the third one, surprise Poppy by office. People don't tend to mind that, I guess. They mind. They like that interaction. And nobody bothered. Nobody was bothered by buying crap from their kids.
Well, normally some people would say yes, but I will just tell you right now, because we've got a program director in our building, not with this program, but with another one. But his daughter, sweetheart of a girl, but she's the Girl Scout cookie queen.
Ooh.
And I'm just here to tell you that every time I see him come down the hall with the boxes and I know it's Girl Scout cookie time, I call up my bank loan officer because I'm going to need a little bit more equity on my home.
Direct line to the Thin Mints, yep.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. And they know I'm an easy hit. So where does Jay McInnes run? Where do you run to find comedy or relief or to just find some lighter notes? I mean, I like things, you know, like some YouTubes that are funny. I don't really like filthy humor. I just like funny humor. You know, dry bar comedy. Some of that stuff absolutely cracks me up. But where do you go?
Well, when I want to laugh myself, I do some YouTube stuff. I know comedian. I've got a lot of comedian friends. I do watch some of their stuff and laugh. When I'm looking for material for my act, I think about comedians. We talk about what bugs us on stage. You know, what irritates us. And so I talk about work and you know, dieting and exercise and that sort of thing, because that's kind of the thing, points that irritate me.
Oh, but, dieting.
You said
the diet word. Okay, thanks for coming, Jan. I was just talking about cookies. well, listen, Jan, it's been fun to have
podcasts by Federated Media.